So the sign is a combination of the signified, in this case the signified is this image of a doctor, it seems there. And then we have the sounds that we make, d, o, t, and that's the signifier. So the sign is a combination of the signifier and the signified. One final note is this, that the signifier could change, and it does, it has, historically. A word might change its meaning. So the signified and the signifier might change depending upon the situation. So for example, once upon a time in Old English, hound was the word used for all dogs. But now, hound has a specific meaning. It means a certain type of dog. So the signifier for the signified dog has changed over time. This sometimes happens because of cultural differences. For example, you might be going to a fika somewhere, and when you go there you might ask for a coffee and a chocolat bol instead of a neger bol. So the signified is still the same, however we might use a different signifier. And you do this to in relation to your awareness of language use and the possibility of insulting somebody.